It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Former El Paso mayor and author Raymond Caballero stopped by our studios a couple months back to discuss his new book, McCarthyism versus Clinton Jinx. The book highlights the landmark Supreme Court decision involving the labor leader. While discussing his book with me, Caballero took time to talk about his life and career of public service. Here's part of our conversation where the former mayor talks about what it was like growing up in a binational community. I want to talk with you a little bit about your life. What was it like growing up in El Paso in a binational community? And what are some of your earliest memories as a kid growing up in El Paso?
Well, first of all, you know, I am a border creature, you know, I always was. And that's one of the things that, you know, these drug wars really hurt so much, because we are such a binational community, you know, had the only international transit line. I used to go to dinner every Friday night at Ciudad Juarez. Sunday took my family. You know, it's just part of the community. Of course, you have relatives over there. They come over to your place, and you go over there on the other side. And those communities, you know, they had this incredible interchange always. And I loved that. In my high school, I would say 25% went to a boys' school. 25% of those students were from Ciudad Juarez. So, and some of them is grade school, not as many in grade school, but some in grade school. But so you grow up, and we were fortunate enough to have good friendships on both sides of the border. And it just, it's good for them. It's good for us. And I just loved growing up there and living there. Just what can I tell you?
Do you feel that feeling has kind of been lost a little bit due to more security at the border and the drug wars?
It has been damaged by, if nothing else, by the delays in going back across. When you have to think, yeah, well, maybe it'll take me 2 hours to get across. Most of the time, you know, these days, I would walk across, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, but it's harder to communicate. There's no question about that. The fear that some people have, you know, because of really there is some very serious, dangerous events taking place in Ciudad Juarez, and you can't ignore that. And a lot of people are affected by that. I continue to go across. You know, a lot of people continue to go across, but those numbers have been reduced drastically. A lot of Mexicanos have actually moved over into El Paso, okay? If they had the funds to do so, certainly the wealthy and the upper middle class, you see a lot of them who have moved. They're not only them, their businesses and their families and so forth. So there are some good things that have happened, but and El Paso's benefited from having those new immigrants, okay? And they bring a lot of energy, and I think they've been a very positive thing. But what has not been good is the, especially for them, if they wanted to stay in Ciudad Juarez and not being able or not feeling safe to do so, that's a very tragic thing.
You went to college at Texas Western University, which today is the University of Texas, El Paso. Could you tell me a little bit about some of your memories from college, and you know, what, why did you choose the path that you decided to go on?
Well, I really, it was just a local school. My sister had gone there, and my friends were going there, and it was, I could walk to it. I walked to grade school, high school, and then I walked to college. So I kind of, to me, it was just a very natural thing, and I really enjoyed my education there. I certainly enjoyed my friendships there. I enjoyed my teachers there and so forth. By the way, two of my children are graduates of NMSU, so I'm very proud of to be have that Aggie side to me, you know.
What was it that made you want to study law?
You know, I don't really remember what got me on that. I just realized that when I got out of college I thought, well, you know, maybe what I need to do is go to law. And I, I looked back then, you know, the law was a place where you could make change. And I was interested in getting involved in something that could bring good change, okay? Helping people who say, like civil rights and so on. That was very important to me. I was kind of into that.
That was former El Paso Mayor Raymond Caballero. We'll have more about his life in public service next week. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.